Welcome back to Not Just a Nurse Podcast. You're here with Nurse Jax and another wonderful guest.
So we're back and with Not Just a Nurse Podcast. This episode will have a very interesting guest. It's going to be my son, Malachi. We're just going to talk about some of the things that I know parents such as myself and other parents are going through right now. Is the senior that's getting ready to go to college. And we want to get their perspective on what it's like from them and the pressure that they're undergoing and what their expectation is about college and things like that. So Malachi, introduce yourself to everyone.
Hello, my name is Malachi Lewis. I'm currently a senior at Valley Stream North High School where I run track, just finished my football season, and also, I'm an artist and a student athlete.
Okay, so tell us what it's like this year, your senior year, when you've done all the work and now you have to spend this year preparing for college. What is that like for you?
It's definitely different from the other 3 years of high school. It's kind of more relaxed, but at the same time, you have to finish strong. It's kind of like just preparing yourself for the next step at this point. It's like you're done with high school, but you're still there. But you're just thinking about college and what's the future has to hold for you throughout the last couple months I've been in school. Now, by May 1st, I have to commit. And this summer, going to college is going to be, my life's going to change. And like, transitioning from high school to college is a big step.
So how does that make you feel?
You definitely get anxious about like what's going to happen and how things are going to play out. But at the end of the day, I just, you know, resort back to myself and be like, it's going to be okay. We just got to keep doing what I've been doing this whole time and just take it further this time and try harder. Because, you know, in high school, you're not really thinking about how ninth grade is going to affect your college year and how that's going to determine your grades and overall averages and things like that. But now going back, I would try harder in my earlier years of high school. So I'm going to use that knowledge to try harder my first couple of years in college.
That's good. That's a good point that you're making. So from the parents and, you know, parents like me and others, we're anxious because we want to plan and we want to get you started. First of all, what is it that you're going to study? What is your goal? What are your goals and where do you want to be in the next 5 years?
My goal is to go to school and study architecture. Because as I said, I'm an artist. I've been drawing for my whole high school career. And it's one of my passions, like along with running and track, I have artists on the other hand, and I want to take that with me into the future. That's how I'm taking track into the future with me. So, yeah, I want to keep creating and drawing, and I want to develop my skills because in the future, I want to design buildings and different things like that. And next 5 years, I see myself studying under some type of architecture program or business. And then I want to go from there to develop my own business and start my own label and get my own revenue and things like that from me designing my buildings. And I want to use my college to get me ready for that and try the best I can to take all the knowledge and the mentorship and take it into my future and make myself successful in building my own architecture business.
So are you scared? Are you scared about what's to come? Are you scared about the money? Like, what are you thinking about when it comes to actually going and living on your own in the dorms and things like that? Forget about what mommy feels. I'm scared too. But how are you feeling about that? Are you feeling a little apprehensive? Or are you like I'm ready to get out of here?
It's kind of both. I'm ready for the change, but I'm also kind of like, you know, worried about how the change is going to really affect me in the long run. You know, I've been living with my mom for my whole life, basically. And it's going to be hard to leave. But at the same time, I do want to change. Yeah.
So what about scholarships? Are you applying? Do you care about it? Or it's just that because I'm stressing you about it? How do you really feel about paying for school? Or have you even thought about it?
Nobody wants to pay for school. Nobody wants to have that debt hanging over them for the rest of their life. But school is expensive, and you gotta, I do want to achieve some scholarships and get some scholarship money so that I don't have to worry about that, or nobody has to worry about me not having enough money to complete my goals in my life. And I don't want anybody to have to think like I'm still like this little kid that needs to be taken care of, where I just need somebody to keep, you know, my mom is somewhere paying for all my whole schooling and I'm doing nothing but just sitting there in class. So I just want to take that stress off of everybody in my life that's helped me financially, and I'll try the best to pay the least amount of money in school.
Is there any, you said earlier you work harder in your ninth grade self, but is there anything you would tell your younger self that would be different from what you're did or what you're doing? How is it? Yeah, what you did. Is there anything you would tell your younger self?
I would tell my younger self to work harder in school, to work harder in track, to just have everything. Because when I was younger, I was not very organized. I didn't have any plans for anything. I just kind of went through life just, you know, as a kid. Nobody really thinks about the future. They just living in the moment. But I just would tell myself to, while having fun, you can still work hard and to achieve your goals. But like, you know, when your parents tell you things, you kind of just like push it away, or just you don't think about that hard. But like, that's kind of what I'm thinking now. Like, if I listen, but everybody says that. But you know, as you get older, you kind of understand life a little more, and you kind of understand what's needed of you. So yeah, I would definitely tell myself to focus more. You know, I was never really focused, and I feel like that would have helped me, you know, a lot more to this day.
Yeah. And, you know, you did pretty good. I'm pretty proud of you. And I know your dad is proud of you. Even with, you attained AP classes the whole time, you were in advanced placement. So it's not that you didn't work harder, but you just wish that you could have put some more effort in, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that said, I know you're not going to, I'm just like sitting at the edge of my seat waiting for you to make a decision, and you haven't. But if it boils down to you, can you at least tell me if you're going to stay in New York, or, and it'll be the big reveal right now, if you just tell me if you stay in New York or you're not staying in New York. Do you even know that much?
All this considered, you know, I've lived away from my other half of the family for most of my life. So I do, in the back of my head, want to go back to Georgia to, you know, reconnect. So, and I also, I don't know, but like, I got a acceptance to Georgia Tech for next year, 2022. And that was my top choice among every school I wanted to go to, Georgia Institute of Technology. And I got sent to a couple of schools in Georgia, Kennesaw State, Columbus State University, and Morehouse. And I think it would be easy transition to go from a Georgia school to another Georgia school instead of going to a New York school and packing all my things and just being in New York for 1 year and leaving again. So I feel like if I want to make that change, I should just do it instead of just waiting.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. It's quite fair to know that much. I know Georgia Tech was your number one choice and your number one pick, and you did get in for next year. But so I'm excited to hear what you do decide, which one you do decide. Like you said, you have Columbus State, you have Morehouse, you have Kennesaw State. And I think there's another one in Georgia you got accepted to, but I don't know if that's even on your list. But
oh yeah, I did.
Yeah, which one is Siena? Is that Siena?
No, it was Mercer College.
Mercer. Wait. Okay.
Yeah, it was Mercer.
No, Mercer is here.
Oh yeah, what was it? Yeah, I think it was Mercer. Mercer is Georgia.
Well, whatever you decide, I know that you're going to do an awesome job because you are super smart, and you're gonna do good. But you just have to make sure that whatever choices you make, they're yours. That's my only thing that I want to tell you and every other child, whatever choices you make, let it be yours, because you're the one that's going to have to live with that choice. No matter what it is, you're going to have to live with it, and you're going to suffer whatever consequences, whether they be great or whether there be difficult choices, but that's life. You're just going to have to get into life now and make the best of it, because I think as parents, we do all that we can do. And when you turn 18 and you go off to college, you're pretty much kind of doing your own thing. So I just want to be able to trust that you'll do the right thing at all times. You know, may not be so right at all times, but that's just our prayer. And I'm sure, you know, your friends. So now with your friends, how do you feel about leaving your best friends and leaving everyone behind? How does that take a toll on you? How does that affect you as a teenager?
It's definitely going to hit hard, because as a kid, moving from Georgia to New York, I was like 10 years old. It was like, I didn't really have a strong connection with my friends, because all I seen was in school, you know. But now, about to go back to Georgia, leaving my friends in New York, you know, everybody's getting scattered around. People are going Connecticut, New Hampshire, other parts of New York, upstate. And it's just got to keep in touch. So me going to Georgia really does not change anything, because everybody's going to be doing their own thing and out on their own ways anyway. So that wasn't a main factor in my decision. So me and my friends are close. We do hang out a lot. We do, you know, spend a lot of time with each other. But yeah, it's good. I think it's going to be hard for everybody.
Yeah, I think so, because I guess you guys have been friends since seventh grade. So now you have to, and you know, you're going to make new friends. I think I have two or three friends that I've made in high school that I'm still very close with. And then all my other friends I made in college. I think that's where you meet and make some of your lifelong friendships. And again, it's on you. You have to be a friend to get a friend. You have to be able to adjust and build good relationships with others. And that will help you in the long run. So, you know, how did the pandemic affect you? Knowing we are still in a pandemic and you were not able to go to school and have some of the activities. I know they're speaking of a prom. It's not like definite, but how has it changed your life dealing with the pandemic and your senior year?
It's definitely been a struggle. Last year, my track season got canceled because of the pandemic. It hasn't really affected me so much as things around me. I couldn't do much things, so I've just been in the house usually. We just went back to school this year in September. So yeah, it's definitely affected a lot of things around me. It's definitely like put a lot of people in depressive states, and people don't want to do anything anymore. They just want to sit in the house. People can't, because looking back on the seniors that when I was a freshman and when I was an underclassman, they had all these events and things they could do, and they had all this fun during their senior year because everybody's in school. Everybody's, you know, going to prom, going to graduations, hanging out. But now we can't really do that much. Everything's this capacity. This person got sick, so you got to close this down. And, you know, you got to get tested. Somebody tested positive, so now you can't. You know, it's definitely been hard, because I feel like I've been in the short end of the stick, where it's like everybody before me had their senior year handed to them and they could do whatever they
want. Well, last year group had it pretty bad.
Yeah, last year did have the worst out of
they had
everybody.
It worse. They need a do-over.
This is very unfortunate what happened to them. But things are kind of clearing up this year, because, you know, there's more people are more aware of what's going on. Because last year, the pandemic started.
And the vaccine.
Yeah, the vaccine did come out. And last year, the pandemic started in like March. And that's pretty much the end of the year already. So nobody knew what was going on. So they just closed everything down and nobody could go anywhere. So everybody just in school, online graduations. It's just bad. But now we have a little bit of things in person, like halfway capacities, waiting to hear what's going to happen. It's just unfortunate what's happening. But you have to live and adapt and try to make the best of every moment.
Yeah. And we're all trying to make the best of every moment. I know it can't be easy for the seniors and the juniors and the freshmen in college now, because your life has been turned upside down. And, you know, I'm glad that you're still able to have a relationship with your friends and still have some type of normalcy with your siblings during this time. So I just always ask this question, what is the one thing that you took away from high school that you absolutely loved?
One thing I took from high school.
Yeah, your high school career. Like, what is the most exciting, important thing that happened to you that you took away as a high school student?
The best thing that happened to me in high school was probably joining the track team in ninth grade, because that's where I made most of my relationships with people. That's where you don't just, you know, after that, before that, I was just going to school and going home. There was just no, it was no real, you know, excitement in school. But now you get to meet new people, you kind of have an outlet to have fun and, you know, have a different environment than just sitting in school with people that you go to school with. You kind of, you know, get closer connections with other people.
Okay. Well, thank you for being my guest. Everybody that does know Malachi know that this is the most I've ever heard him talk. So maybe we should talk like this more often, Malachi, just where I can't see your face and you can't see mine. So you're able to express yourself. But thank you for, at the last minute, accepting my invitation to be on the podcast. And once again, thank you and have a wonderful day.
All right. No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for tuning in with Nurse Jax at Not Just a Nurse Podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to Buzzsprout, Apple, and Spotify. Send your requests and your questions for a chat with Jax. Be safe out there.